Today we want to look at this thought. We must remember the miracles God has worked rather than remembering the defeats and failures in our lives. It's not by might nor by power, but it's by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Remembering the miracles that God has worked for us can build our faith. Mark chapter 8, verse 15, and he charged them, saying, take heed, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. And immediately the disciples thought he was mad at them or upset with them because they forgot the bread. How many ever forgot the bread? You went to the store and you got the peanut butter, but you forgot the bread. They forgot to take the bread. Take heed, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the leaven of Herod. There's nothing there that indicates he's upset over bread. He's talking about leaven. Verse 16, and they reasoned among themselves, saying, it is because we have no bread. And when Jesus knew it, he said unto them, why reason ye because ye have no bread? Perceive ye not yet, neither understand? Have your hearts yet hardened? He says, are you still at a stage where you can't perceive what God is saying? You can't understand something as simple as leaven? he says, have you your heart yet hardened? Some people just have their mind made up. They're not going to believe God for anything. Verse 18, having eyes, see you not, and having ears, hear you not. Sometimes we see and we just don't believe. Sometimes we hear and we just don't believe. And do you not remember? Do you not remember? Verse 19, when I break the five loaves among 5,000, how many baskets full of fragments took ye up? And they say unto him, 12. In verse 20, and when the seven among 4,000, how many baskets full of fragments took you up? And they said, 7. And he said unto them, how is it that you do not understand what I'm talking about? He says, I can take care of the bread. Do you not remember the miracles of the five and seven loaves? And folks, that's very often what I do, and I suspect you do. When we have a problem, we do not remember what God has just done, and we walk around in fear and doubt. And as I'm reading this, I'm sitting in the back of my mama's car, and she's driving us to school. I'm 17 years old, and my mama always told me, you know how teenage boys are, has always said, Mama, look how strong I am. Look how much weight I can pick up. And she said, if you hurt your back, showing out, as she called it, said, I'll give you a whipping. And so I wasn't really showing out, but I picked up this big tub of water, and I mean, it really hurt my back. I pulled something in my back. And I'm sitting in the back seat in severe pain, but I'm afraid to tell Mama. Hey, you know, kids need to have a healthy fear of Mama. And we did, and it kept us out of trouble, thank God. And we still worship the ground the woman wants, walks on, and March the 22nd, she'll be 101 years old. We won't let her go. We just keep praying. The Lord spoke to me as I'm sitting in the back seat reading my Gideon Bible. You don't have to worry about that today because schools are not allowed. Don't allow the Gideons to give out Bibles. That's a crime against our kids. They're on drugs, have every kind of problem you can think of, and they deny them the only truth there is, the Bible. The Lord spoke to me as I read this verse. He says, if you will remember the miracles I've worked for you, I will do it again. It's a great truth there. And right now, I can't remember a lot of miracles God worked for me before I was 17. But listen, if you're born again, that's the greatest miracle there is. If you're full of the Holy Spirit, that's a great miracle. And so some people say, well, we don't believe in miracles, and yet they believe in being born again. There is no miracle equal to being born again. a person become a new creation in Christ, the life being totally changed. There's nothing like it. Yes, if you're born again, you have no choice but to believe in miracles. And if that's the only miracle you got, think on that miracle. And as I'm sitting there in the back seat of this car on my way to school, I began to think about the miracles. I could think of a few then. And as I began to, listen to me, I'm telling you something changed your life. As I began to meditate on the miracles God had already worked for me, God instantly healed my back. That pain instantly left, and I got out of the car, and my back was totally healed. I could move any direction I wanted to move. But that was a great word from God. If you remember the miracles I worked, I'll do it again. If it's just salvation, remember what God has done. That's the biggest miracle of all. And when Jesus knew it, he said unto them, why reason ye because ye have no bread? Perceive ye not, neither understand. Having eyes, see ye not. Having ears, hear ye not. And do you not remember the miracle of the loaves and fishes? And I began to remember the miracles that God had worked for me, and sure enough, it worked. He healed me. And over the years, I've applied this, and sometimes, like you, I remember, we're all pretty much alike. I'm facing a big situation, and I get this spirit on me, oh God, I don't know what I'm going to do. And all I got to do is remember what God did last time and build my faith. And very often, I use that eat now more and more and more. I'm a little disappointed I didn't use it more when I was younger. But Mark chapter 6, verse 48, and he said, and he saw them toiling and rowing, for the wind was contrary unto them. I'm just going to show you this in the Bible. This is not just one little scripture that I dreamed up. When the Lord gives me a word like that, I check it out. I dig through the Bible to see if it's verified throughout scripture. There's too many preachers coming up with a good idea, it sounds good, and they can't back it up with Scripture. If I can't back it up with Scripture, I'm going to throw it out the window. But of course, that came from the Scripture. Do you not remember? Mark 6, 48, and he saw them toiling and rowing, for the wind was contrary unto them. And about the fourth watch of the night, he cometh unto them walking upon the sea. If your preacher comes walking to you on the water, you may want to pay attention. Verse 51, and he went up unto them into the ship, and the wind ceased. And they were sore amazed in themselves beyond measure and wondered. Verse 52, for they considered not the miracle of the loaves, for their heart was hardened. They had fear and doubt in their hearts, because they did not remember the miracles they had just seen. What are you facing right now? Are you discouraged, down, ready to give up? Remember what he's already done. I'm telling you, remember. And we're supposed to give thanks and praise to God. When you start thanking God for what he's already done, guess what? It reminds you of what he's already done. So thanking God is a great faith builder, because it causes you to remember the good things that he's already done, and you give him thanks and praise for it. Remembering is a major faith principle. And I guess it's late 80s, early 90s. I came to church, had strep throat, I could not talk. And in Lexington, God gave me that promise on healing from Matthew 8, 16, and 17. And I began to quote that. Jesus said to me, it says, Matthew 8, 16, and 17, Jesus healed all that came to him to fulfill the prophecy of Isaiah, that when he came, he'd take infirmities or sicknesses. And he said to me, do you believe I'm here? I said, yes. Do you believe I'm here to take your infirmities or sicknesses? I said, yes. He said, do you believe I'm here to take your infirmities and your sicknesses? I said, yes. So that Sunday morning, I just believed that God was going to heal me based on that scripture. And I walked out in front of the people, could not talk. In a whisper, I said, y'all pray for me. And I began to preach in a whisper, and it wasn't long. Not only was I speaking full volume, I was yelling. Yay. God totally healed me and restored my throat. And I tell you that to say that when, you know, the devil's trying to steal my voice, I think about that. I remember that. If God did it then, he can do it now. Amen. And it helps build my faith, and it works. They had fear and doubt in their hearts because they did not remember the miracles they had just seen. And he said unto them, and he went up to them, and the wind ceased, and they were sore amazed in themselves beyond measure, verse 52, for they considered not the miracle of the loaves. They did not remember the miracles of the loaves, so they were amazed that of this miracle of him getting in their boat and the storm ceasing. And it said that they had fear because they did not remember the miracle of the loaves. Anybody pay attention? They had fear and doubt because they didn't remember. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, and whatsoever things are just, and whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report. Say good report. We need to remember the good reports about how God has healed us and delivered us and worked miracles in our lives. If there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. We're supposed to think on the miracles that he's already worked and give him thanks and praise and glory for it. And the good reports, the times we thought we were going to go down, we didn't go down. The times we thought we weren't going to make it, we made it. And like the Hebrew children walking around in the fire, when they first got thrown in there, they didn't know they was going to make it or not. But Jesus showed up and walked with them through the fire, and they came out on the other side. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. And so they walked through the fire. Listen, we need to remember what God has done and the times we have walked through the fire, and we can do it again. And we will do it again if we'll just remember and give him thanks and glory. Whatsoever things are of good report, think on these things. Think upon the miracles and the good reports. Do not think on your failures. I have all kind of stories, but if I keep stopping and telling them, I won't make it through the sermon. So I'm going to keep going. We need to meditate. I want you to see it in the scriptures. Always, that's my goal. I believe it's God's goal, to see it in Scripture. We need to meditate, and you've already seen the Scripture, but there's a lot more. We need to meditate on the benefits we have received from serving God. Psalm 103, verse 2, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Forget not. Verse 3, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, has he forgiven you, saved you, changed you? Who healeth all the diseases? Has he healed you, worked miracles in you? Forget not all his benefits. In verse 4, who redeemeth thy life from destruction? Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies? Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles? Has God always fed you good? Oh, my God, what's happening with this economy? Hey, God's economy is just fine. Just be sure you're obeying God with the money you have. Amen. Forget not all the Lord's blessings and benefits and miracles. When I'm praying, I meditate on the benefits and the miracles he has worked for me. Remember all the promises and provisions. Remember all his blessings. And thank him for them. Psalm 105, verse 1, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord." There you have it. You are required by the Word of God to give thanks to God. What is giving thanks to God? It's remembering what He's done and saying thank you. Amen. If I have to, I'll say amen myself. Amen. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon His name. Make known His deeds among the people. Not only remember them, but make them known. Make the great, wonderful miracles that God has worked in your life, make it known to other people. Testify. Share how good He is. If you don't, you know the devil's going to come and try to steal that miracle. You need to seal it by giving your testimony. They overcome by the word, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Verse 2, talk ye of all His wondrous works. Talk of His miracles. Tell people how good He's been to you. Yeah, it's real exciting to tell people that God gave me and Dottie a house worth $1,500,000. So He just gave it to us. And it blows people's mind. Do what? And I do try to use wisdom because there's some people that just blow their mind completely. But it's a great testimony. How we devoted our whole lives to taking care of this church, giving back about everything we got our hands on back to the church, and building programs and fundraisers to raise that $40,000. Don and I try to be two of the biggest givers in the church. And I'm telling you, God has rewarded us and blessed us, and that's one of the blessings of giving us a house. I never would try to buy a daughter a real nice house because the church needed the money. And giving money back. But God says, I've been watching you, and I'm going to give you a house. Now, I think He said that to Dottie. And I thought, well, we'll go ahead and move in for a little while, and then we'll sell it, give the money, a lot of it, to the church. She got in there. She said, you're not selling this house. I said, but Dottie, we could give a lot. She said, I've got a nice house now, and I'm planning on keeping it. She can be really difficult. I mean, no, she's right. If I wasn't going to take care of her, God said, I will. And He's done that before. I would buy a new car and wear it out. And then I'd give it to Dottie and go buy me a new one. God spoke to me. He said, you know what you've been doing? You've been wearing the car out and then giving that piece of junk to Dottie. He said, now I want you to buy her a new car. So then I wound up driving a junk and gave her a new car. See, and some of you wives or husbands, if you'll obey God, God take care of you no matter what. But then you got to thank Him for it and remember it. Amen. Not only remember them, but make them known. Talk of all His wondrous works. Remember to thank the Lord and make known His deeds. Psalm 105, verse 5. Look at this. Remember. There it is, black and white. Remember, and that's a good old King James. We know old King James has got it right. Can you say amen? Remember His marvelous works that He hath done, His wonders, and the judgments of His mouth. Remember His works, wonders, and judgments. Remember the times He has spoken into your life. Many times the Lord has spoken to me and says, don't go there, don't do that, do this, do the other. And when I hear His judgments and hear His voice and take His advice, it always works. And I need to remember those things, especially when I need to make another decision. Amen. I can always trust Him. You see, when they went from one, verse 13, when they went from one nation to another, from one kingdom to another, remember how God took care of you. And then verse 14, He suffered no man to do them wrong. I mean, we need to understand that we are blessed because we got a God protecting us from ungodly people. And a lot of times he protects us from people and we don't even know he did it. Amen. He suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, he reproved kings for their sake, saying, touch not mine anointed and do my prophets no harm. You see, God sends a reverent fear upon our enemies. Do not touch my anointed. And time to I've had people say, you put fear on me. Well, can you imagine a guy my size putting fear on other men? Where's that fear coming from? It's God telling them, you better not mess with my anointed. And I know, but I'm not anointed because I'm not a preacher. Wrong? When he said anointed, he's talking about everybody. Read it. And so if you're born again, you're serving God, you're his anointed, and he'll protect you. But you got to thank him for the things he's already done. He suffered no man to do them wrong. Yeah, he reproved kings for their sakes. People get all upset about who's the mayor or who's the governor or who's the president. Let me tell you something. God's going to take care of me no matter who the king is or who the president is. Can you say amen? If I serve him and obey him, I got to be faithful with the money I have or he won't bless me. Verse 15 saying, touch not mine anointed and do my prophets no harm. So there's the preachers, there's the prophets. Touch not mine anointed and do my prophets no harm. Do my preachers no harm. See, God sends a reverent fear upon our enemies. Do not touch my anointed. Do not touch my ministers. You see, we need to know he rebukes those who would harm us. And he protects us. Remember how he has protected you. And thank him for it. And I mean, you can see his protection all kind of ways. You're driving way too fast. And you go around a curve. And there's set something right in the middle of the road. And by some miracle, you get the thing stopped. And you say, whew, boy, that was a close call. What you need to say is, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Even though I deserve to be dead, thank you for sparing my life. Psalm 106, verse 7. Our fathers in Egypt did not understand your wonders. They did not remember. You see, that's through Scripture. They did not remember your abundant kindness, but rebelled by the sea. In other words, they didn't remember all the things that you'd done for them, the kindness you showed them by blessing them and protecting them, but rebelled by the sea at the Red Sea. Because they did not remember what the Lord had done, fear overtook them, and they were defeated. Remembering builds your faith. Thanking God for the miracles builds your faith. Praising God for his goodness and all he's done for you, saving you, changing your life. Praising God for all those things builds your faith. If he worked those miracles, he can take care of the situation you face now. Now, I'm not really preaching that to you. I'm preaching to myself. I need to remember. Okay. Let's just say I'm preaching it to all of us because God told me to. Remember. Psalm 77, verse 11. I will remember. Say, I will remember. Say it again. I will remember the deeds, or the miracles, or the blessings of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago. And by now, I'm remembering things that happened a long time ago. Like this message. God spoke this to me when I was 17 years old. It still works. The Word of God still works. I was talking to someone after this first service, way up in their 80s, if I remember correctly. And we both agreed, if you just remember what God has done years ago, he'll do it again. Amen. Long ago. Verse 12, I will meditate on all my problems and try to figure them out and see if I can figure out what to do in this mess. No, I will meditate on all your works and consider all your mighty deeds. Miracles, blessings. The psalmist says, I will remember your deeds from long ago. I will meditate on your mighty works and deeds. Y'all, is this making sense? Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 2. Remember, there it is, over and over and over. And I would never have noticed this if God hadn't spoken it to me when I was 17 years old. I know it's hard to believe that I was 17, but I was. Deuteronomy 8, verse 2. Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the desert of these 40 years. And sometimes we need just to sit down and remember how God has blessed this church for 44 years. Amen. It doesn't matter what we face. He took care of us yesterday. He's going to take care of us today. Remember how God has guided you and provided for you all these years. We need to remember how God has taken care of this church. And just look at these lights. These things just didn't fall out of a tree somewhere. I mean, God spoke to us and said raise the money. And knowing that he was going to raise it, we stepped out in faith. And as usual, I began to have all kind of doubts. And, oh, my God, we stepped out here. We're trying to raise this money. And we told people God always raises the money. And, oh, I don't know. And finally, the Lord just spoke to me. And he says, go for it. That just happened with these lights. We went for it. And here they are. Y'all paying attention? I don't know, some have been gifted by God, I guess, to be able to ignore me. But don't ignore this. This is a word from God. Deuteronomy 7, verse 17, Caleb and Joshua pleased God because they remembered the miracles they had seen. They remembered walking through the Red Sea. They remembered when they went a little further into the wilderness and had bitter water, and God turned it sweet. They had nothing to eat, and God rained down bread out of heaven. I believe it was Honey Nut Cheerios. Just rained them down right out of heaven. And then he sent quail into the camp, and they had meat to eat. They went a little further and had no water, and God brought water out of a rock. You see, these two men, out of all those millions, remembered the miracles, and they had the faith to believe that God could do it again. Deuteronomy 7, verse 17. You may say to yourselves, these nations are stronger than we are. How can we drive them out? You might be saying, oh, this next project is just too big for us. If God says do it, it's not too big. Verse 18, but do not be afraid of them. Remember well what the Lord your God did to Pharaoh and all of Egypt. Remember what God has already done for you. And no matter how big the enemy is, face it. Verse 19, you saw with your own eyes the great trials, the miraculous signs and wonders, the mighty hand. Look, it says you saw with your own eyes. Have you seen miracles? Nancy Jenkins, one of our executive secretaries, I don't know what to call them. I don't like call them secretaries because they're anything but a secretary. They do not fix my coffee unless I bag them and pay them. They do things far more important. Of course, they gladly fix coffee if I let them or ask them. But they do great things. And Nancy Jenkins, she was incredible. She was the one enabled us to have all those vacation Bible schools because, well, I trained her, but she did it. I couldn't do that by myself. And she had an accident with her trailer and her Jeep, and she fell out under it, and the trailer fell on top of her and drug her on the asphalt. Tore nearly all the skin, almost so much skin off her body, they didn't have enough skin to do skin grafts. And one leg was totally crushed. I think it's the right leg. And it was, after it healed, it was an inch and a half shorter than the other one. And the Lord spoke to me, said, I'm going to grow that leg up. And I was so convinced, I heard from God, I just got up and told the whole congregation, God, this was like 2005, 2014. I said, God's going to grow that leg out. And then the devil says, you nut. Now the people's going to know you're a false prophet because that leg is not going to grow out. That's what I believe I heard from God. And I'm going to stand on it. Almost a year to the day, 2005 November, I believe it was, Nancy's sitting way back there in the back. Susan back there. About right where Susan Calvin is. And Sunday night, and I said, and we just had everybody in the altar, and she had walked all the way back, and she's walking like this because her leg was an inch and a half shorter. I said, Nancy, the Lord says tonight's tonight. Come on up. Set her in a chair, put her feet in my hands, and all you doubting Thomases ran up to watch. Because no preacher's going to pull anything over you, right? Over on you. And they stood there and watched as that leg grew out. And when she walked away, it's totally normal. Oh, what a great man of God. No, what a great God. He's the one that spoke it to me. We need to remember things that God has done, things that we've seen in His church. It'll help build our faith. How many of you can remember a time when God helped me finish a sermon on time? Start remembering it because you need it. You need to remember if I've ever done it. I need to do it. You may say to yourselves, these nations are stronger. You saw with your own eyes the great trials and the miraculous signs and wonders. We in this church, we've seen a lot of miracles. These lights are miracles. The Lord your God will do the same to all the people. In other words, He defended you from your enemies, and He'll do it again if you remember. And you've got some enemies. Somebody like to see you lose your job. Somebody like to see you in big trouble. God will take care of them if you remember the times He's protected you. Numbers 13, verse 30, Lord Jesus, help me, please speed this up. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. But the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. Verse 32, they brought up an evil report of the land. Sometimes people in church do that. They do not have faith to believe God, and they go around and poison everybody, not in this church, but it's happened in other churches, go around and poison everybody's mind against it, and they're doing the devil's work because God wants the church to do it. But you can't focus on your fear. You got to focus on what God has already done. But these people, they focused on their ability and said, we can't do it. And their ability, they couldn't do it. But with God, they could. And they had a promise. Caleb remembered the great miracles his God had worked. So he said, we are well able. He remembered walking through the Red Sea and seeing all those miracles. And so did Joshua. Numbers chapter 14, verse 1. And all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried. And the people wept that night. And they said one to another, let us make a captain, and let us return into Egypt. Verse 22, God says, because all these men which have seen my glory, He said they've seen all my miracles, and yet they doubt me, and they will not believe me to do it again. And therefore, I'm not going to let them go in and take their promised land, because they didn't remember. Because all those men which have seen my glory and my miracles, which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness, and have tempted me by doubting me and thinking I can't do it again, which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness, and have tempted me these 10 times and have not hearkened to my voice, verse 23, surely they shall not see the land which I swear unto the fathers, neither shall any of them that provoke me see it. We need to shake that fear off and remember what God has already done and say, devil, I'm going to believe God to do it again. And sitting in the back seat of that car that day, I never heard any messages on healing or anything like that. I was barely saved, barely spirit-filled. And the Lord spoke to me, if you remember the miracles, I'll do it again. I'll do them again. And I began to remember the times God had healed me, and he healed my back, sitting right there in that back seat, in order to teach me this message so I could share it with you. 100 years later, about 99. They did not remember the miracles they had seen. If you want to be successful in life, you can't forget your God and the great things he has done and the great things he promises to do. You see, remember what God has done. Do not forget all of his benefits. These people missed their promised land because they did not remember. If they just remembered walking through the Red Sea and seeing God work all those miracles, water out of the rock, bitter water turned sweet, quail coming into the camp, manna coming, if they could just remember those things, they could have had the faith to walk in and take the promised land. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. You've got to believe he can do it again. If they had built their faith by remembering the miracles, they could have received the promise of God. The last week or so of the fast, I started getting really sick. And Dot had been sick. And the devil says, you're next. And it was like Saturday night. Friday night or Saturday night. And the devil said, well, you're not going to preach this Sunday, buddy. I don't like it when the devil calls me buddy. You're not my buddy. I don't know what he called me, but he was talking to me. Okay. You're not going to preach this Sunday. I text a couple of people. One of them is John Uchai. And, of course, Alice. And said, y'all pray for me. John texted me back. He said, question, have I ever let you down? I thought, what kind of answer is that, John? But it wasn't John. It was God. Have I ever let you down? He's saying, look, remember the many times I worked miracles for you and didn't let you down. Amen. And I began to remember. Yay. And I said, bless God. I've been healed every time. I'm going to get healed now. I sat down in the middle of the floor. Listen, you got to know what to do. And I tell you what to do all the time. From the Word of God, I sat down in the middle of the floor. I said, I'm not getting up, but I know God has healed me. And I've got big percentage of scriptures on healing memorized. So I sat there in the middle of the floor. I quoted a scripture myself, and I prayed and prayed and prayed until I knew God had healed me. And I got up, and I came on Sunday morning, and I wasn't totally healed at first, but it got better and better. And by Sunday morning, I walked out here, and nobody knew I ever had a problem because I remembered, and then I remembered how to pray through and get the victory now. Not bragging on me, I'm just telling you, that's the kind of God. I remembered all the times he rescued me. Remember, build your faith by remembering. Little David remembered. Look at this. Perfect example. Little David remembered the miracles God had worked for him before he fought Goliath. 1 Samuel 17:36. David said to King Saul, your servant has killed both the lion and the bear. What's he doing? He is remembering how God enabled him to barehandedly kill a bear and a lion. And he said, if he can enable me to kill a bear and a lion, he can enable me to take down this uncircumcised Philistine that's insulting God's army. Look at this. Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear. This uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them because he has defiled the armies of the living God. David remembered, verse 37, the Lord who delivered, see, he's remembering. The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine. And he believed it enough to announce it, and to announce it to the giant. Do you speak to your giants? I take authority over you and I cast you down. And God spoke to me not too long ago, and he says, quit worrying about things and rule and reign in life. And I preached a message on it, what, 4, 5, 6 weeks ago. Rule and reign in life. How do you do that? You take authority over demons and devils. You take authority over the giants and cast them down in the name of Jesus. And the Lord will intervene and he'll spare you. Thine enemies that rise up against you shall be smitten before your face. But you've got to believe it. And how do you believe it? You remember the last time. And then you sit down in the middle of the floor and meditate on the word until you get a fresh new revelation. You don't have to sit on the floor. That's just my method. The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine. 1 Samuel 17, verse 46. David got, when he got to Goliath, here's what he said. 1 Samuel 17, 46. This day the Lord will hand you over to me, and I will strike you down and cut off your head. That's a little boy talking big. He didn't even have a knife. All he had was five rocks. He said, God that delivered the lion and the bear into my hands is going to deliver you, and I'm taking you down, big boy. And he hit him between the eyes with one of those rocks, jumped on top of him, borrowed his sword, and cut his head off. That's how you do it. You remember the lion and the bear. That's all.